At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
We are live here on Dirty Mo Live. We need to come up with some more better cold opens,
It's your job.
Yeah, that's my job. Yeah. Just hit him with the out of context.
He's on social media posting. I'm drinking. You're supposed to have the open.
I'm actually commenting on our YouTube chat. I said, "Are you guys almost live?" A few minutes late. Apologies for that. But Andrew Curlin here with Dalton Greco, Travis Rockhold, here to talk the Daytona bubble. We're getting down to it. One race to go.
Yeah, I think it needs to be said that I know a lot of people complain about the NASCAR schedule. I love that this is the last race before the playoffs. I think it just adds a huge curveball right into the mix. And I'm definitely going to be entertained and watching a ton of racing this weekend.
Before we moved it to Daytona, it was the Indianapolis Oval. And we never really got much out of it.
Right.
You know, I feel like Richmond had some pretty entertaining, you know, season finale finishes, but I mean, ever since we moved it to Daytona, two drivers, and we'll dive way deeper into this, but two drivers have won from outside of the bubble to make their way into the playoffs. I mean, that's a big deal. And if you're a guy like Bubba Wallace, and we talked about it on Door Bumper Clear this week, you are not feeling the safest position.
Right.
I mean, you can clinch on points, sure, but anyone outside of the top 16 can win, and it completely ruins your whole season. So, it's gonna be an interesting Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reminder: the race is on Saturday, people.
I almost made that mistake.
Yeah.
I cleared my Sunday plans. I'm like, wait, hold on. There's no race. Although knowing our season this year, I probably have to make some room on Sunday for, you know, all the rain.
A good old rain out.
Yep. But let's see, there is one spot available. Keselowski and Harvick have both clinched on points, which leaves us up. Right now, Bubba Wallace, the last driver in. Ty Gibbs, the first driver out, minus 32 points. Daniel Suarez, minus 43. Ty Gibbs and Suarez are the only two to point their way in, if they were to. But then you got A.J. Allmendinger, Alex Bowman, Chase Elliott still outside the cut line. And then you got some wild cards in there that can go and win Daytona as well.
Well, speaking of that, Denny on the podcast this week, he goes, I'm calling right now, like, he goes, Chase Briscoe or something like that is going to win. Mm-hmm. So someone further out.
Man, that would be a wild.
That'd be awful for Denny too.
Yeah.
I mean, Freddie was saying the two drivers he is most worried about are Eric Almirola and Austin Cindric. Mm-hmm. And particularly the Fords this weekend at Daytona. I mean, if there's any time for the Fords to be getting hot, it's right now. And they've kind of have some momentum on their side, I feel like, from the last month of August, capturing a bunch of wins with McDowell and Buescher. Maybe Fords can get their act together and get one more guy in the playoffs before it's over.
Yeah, and they're dominant at super speedways, right?
They're great at pack racing. They get together. I mean, RFK is always, whatever Keselowski is, Buescher is either right in front of him or behind. The Fords really get in a pack. Now, the downside is if something goes wrong and you get that big one, a lot of those Fords could get caught up in one wreck because they're always together. But when they're on, I feel like they're all on.
Right.
What's the strategy if you guys are Bubba Wallace in this race? And Freddie alluded to the fact that there it's going to be survival till the end. You might not see him necessarily hanging out at the front of the pack. How do you approach this race if you guys are Bubba Wallace?
Denny had an interesting insight on this.
Denny said you attach your bumper to Ty Gibbs front or back. He goes, and he's, I think he basically was saying back behind him is better. He goes, if Ty wrecks, you wreck. Like,
yep.
Yeah, I guess like race around the people you most immediately need to like defend against.
There's no need for Bubba. Let's say Bubba's in front of Gibbs by one spot. There's no need for Bubba to try to make a crazy move and get around some drivers. Now, caveat being, if you're getting late in the race and a couple drivers that haven't won are up in front, now that changes everything. But in terms of just worrying about the points and what you have, you just stay right with Gibbs. Because Gibbs and Suarez, as you said, are the only two that mathematically could point their way in.
Freddie said something interesting on DBC this week that I thought, I just never thought of the mentality being this way. But like, say there's an overtime restart. Bubba Wallace is lined up, and he has the option to either push, you know, his 2311 teammate Tyler Reddick or a competitor, Austin Cindric. You're going to line up behind Cindric, and you're not going to help him one bit. You're almost going to ruin his day.
Just be slow to the gas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Spun the wheels a little bit.
And like, you're going on offense by being defensive to protect your playoff bubble. Like, it's so interesting.
Out.
Yeah. I never quite thought about it. Like you said, if Bubba wants to line up behind Ty Gibbs, maybe he doesn't give him the best push every now and then. He just drops him back with him. But that strategy could go wrong, because if he's trying to directly race Ty Gibbs, well, what if there's someone else at the front of the pack that's leading the race, and Bubba needs to be up there and lead the race? Now, of course, you know, circumstances will change and evolve as the race goes on, but I find that interesting.
Be playing chess, not checkers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're not just push, push, push. Go, go, go. You're thinking a little bit about it.
Bubba would clinch with 24 points, given there's not a new winner, over Ty Gibbs and Daniel Suarez. And twice we have seen a driver at Daytona win, and they're in for the regular season finale. William Byron in 2020. And what's interesting is Byron, it's so crazy to look at. Byron now has 5 wins. He's like the top seed.
Yep.
And well, not too long ago, he raced his way in at Daytona to get a victory. His first victory of the season to make his way into the playoffs, I think, is interesting. Also interesting to note that year, 2020, Harvick won 7 races, if you remember that, and 5 other drivers clinched on points. So to compare, we have 15 different winners this year. That was not the case
right. So
many years ago. I feel like every year this playoff bubble becomes more and more difficult, and when you get to Daytona, there's not really much left for someone to be able to make the playoffs, which I find is pretty interesting.
To correct, Byron won't be the one seed, though.
Right now he is.
That's without the 15 that Truex is going to get.
Sure.
Denny would get 10.
Right now he's listed as the one seed, but that will obviously change after the regular season championship.
Yeah, he would still end up the second seed. But yeah, Truex would be number one.
And honestly, you know, we talked about this not too long ago, that regular season championship, like we were talking about, well, who cares about it? Now we're getting to it, and it could get pretty interesting. How far behind is Denny?
He's on back Truex? 39.
Okay. I wrote down Truex could clinch with 22 points this race, which is, it's a relatively easy 39 task.
Denny would need Truex to finish wreck or finish bad, and Denny would have to,
let's be honest,
win both.
Because, like I said, you need 60 is the most you can get. So back by 39. Now, had he have, I don't know, let's call it 25 extra points, he'd have a chance. I don't know.
It's your fault.
It's not my fault.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If there's any track, though, for Denny to need to make up some points and maybe have luck fall his way where Truex doesn't get as much, man, I mean, Denny is the, in terms of active drivers, the highest in terms of wins at this track. He's got three at Daytona, and it's just unpredictable. I mean, if Truex gets in a wreck early, Denny can go on, have a great race, win the race potentially. Man, you could be looking at a regular season championship around the corner. I know it's a lot of work to do. You have a lot of ground to cover, but, man, if he plays his cards right, he could end up sneaking his way in there.
Yeah, it'd be crazy, but I think the big thing for Denny is, can you get a stage victory? Can you get to win the race and just get those playoff points right before? Now, if he were able to overcome and somehow pull off the victory and Truex have a bad rate, that would be unreal, because that would be a swing in the playoff point. That would be massive.
Definitely.
I just looked at the chat, and this is also important to know. Al Nobles commented, I think Denny helps Bubba make the playoffs. And I think, well, he even said it on Actions Detrimental, if you are lined up with Ty Gibbs or Bubba, he's helping Bubba all the way.
He's pushing Bubba.
Yeah. I mean,
as you said, he goes, Ty's got plenty of time. He's young. And he goes, anybody at JGR doesn't think that he's going to help Bubba. That's, you know.
Also, I mean, that's pushing, his car. Pushing isn't – I understand pushing is, like, referring to help, but pushing isn't necessarily a lock. Like, we've seen a lot of people push and get wild, and, you know, that's taking a risk into your hand with your car in front of you. You know, you could hook up wrong. You could hit him going to the wrong part of the corner and send him off, cause the big one. I mean, it's not just like a lock to push them forward.
Here's the other thing, too, is if Denny is able to push Bubba, if they get a good one, he can then get out in front of Ty and then potentially race for the win himself if Bubba doesn't able to, you know, get something. Right. So it, you know, I think it's also strategic, I think, to make that move.
Do we think that there's going to be a big one?
Denny says yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the question is the quality of racing. I mean, we know how these super speedway races have played out recently, and it's going to be a lot of double file racing.
Yep.
Not as much passing as we see before. I'm curious to see where people and when people start to set themselves up for the win, because it seems like that gets done earlier rather than the last-minute attempts drivers would throw at the checkered flag before. I mean, you got to start putting together your momentum and your, you know, quest towards the front of the pack earlier at these races. And no one better than Denny Hamlin to be able to figure out when it's go time and when it's time to go, too.
Well, he said with the next-gen car, you need more time to. So if you're going to drop back and try to avoid those wrecks early, you still have to make that move early, because it takes, I think you said, like a fuel run or whatever to get all the way up there if you're going to make that move. And then also, you know, you've got drivers that have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
So they're going to be going early and often, and they're going to try to squeeze the car into spots that may not work. Like, I think that's what's going to help, is that you've got drivers like Alex Bowman and Chase Elliott. Like, you've got heavy hitters that have to go for broke.
Let's talk about Chase Elliott. I just read a comment from NASCAR Fan 99. Chase Elliott's not winning at Daytona. They've cast their vote.
He's won there before,
here's,
right?
Here's what I'm going to say. For everyone who's so confident that Chase is going to race his way in at Daytona, he has to be a contender, right? We said that about him at Watkins Glen.
And he qualified like crap.
And I didn't really see him anywhere.
Well, I
now, granted, I mean, that was a heads-up, best driver, won that race, not a lot of caution flags type of
Chase got to race. Like, I want to say like 8th or 9th, because they took two tires. I want to say, or they got a little crazy with their moves, and they were up there, and then they obviously, simple math, didn't go their way. But I still don't think he would have won. Like you said, Byron was.
And also important to note that when we talk about, and this stat's actually even more important. You got 200 cars in right now with William Byron and Kyle Larson. Chase and Bowman are outside the cut line, and at a track where you kind of need to work with your friends, that is going to be interesting, because Chase and Bowman might not be as close friends on the Hendrick Motorsports side as they would be any other race, because they're racing each other for that last spot in the playoffs. And in terms of Hendrick Motorsports winning at Daytona, within the last 10 years, they've won 5 times. Most recently, Byron racing his way in 2020, but then everyone else was Dale Earnhardt Jr., Jimmy Johnson. You know, not very recently have a modern Hendrick driver, really, we haven't really seen the modern Hendrick perform well at Daytona, which I think is interesting.
I think you'll see Chase and Alex help each other out early, because that's the track that can, but when it comes at the end, teammates be damned. Like, it don't.
Yeah.
And I think Rick Hendrick would say the same to his drivers. Like, at the end, you got to do what you got to do to take care of yourself. Like, and you know, that's how it should be.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be, there's so many storylines going into this. It's not just, can Bubba hold on or can Chase make it? It's the teammate aspect. It's, you know, what strategy plays out. Do you stay at the front? Are you trying to lead the whole race if you can? Or are you staying towards the back? I know in the past we've seen people just kind of hang out at the back and wait to make that run. But we'll see if the third line can materialize. You know, I hope that it does. I know that not much has changed since we've been there, but maybe guys are willing to take a little bit more risks. And we can see that. I mean, Bubba used the third line to get into the lead last time or earlier this year.
The problem when he does that, when he took that, then he moved over and that third line loses its steam.
Yep.
Like, it's, and then it's so fast how the third line can lose steam. Or if a third line is made, that second line loses a little, like how finicky it can be with just one car.
Let's talk wild cards before we make our final predictions on who that last spot will be. And what's interesting is four of the last 8 races at Daytona have produced first-time winners.
Mm-hmm.
And in that being Justin Haley, 2019, William Byron in 2020, Michael McDowell in 2021, Austin Cindric, 2022. And I think that William Byron win wasn't his first career win, or was it? I can't remember if it was. Oh, no, it was, I think. Yeah, I guess, yeah, that's in the stat. I'm reading it. William Byron, 2022. That's the second Daytona race. That's where I'm getting myself confused. Who's a wild card that we really maybe haven't talked about a whole lot that could completely upset the party on Saturday night?
I mean, here's a name. He's won there before, Austin Dillon.
Yeah, he won there last year to race his way into the playoffs.
Like, I'm skeptical on that. I'm not completely ruling it out, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like it would have to be a situation like last year where half
the
field
wrecks. I don't think he will.
Right, but yeah. I don't know. I saw someone say something about the Stewart Haas cars. I mean,
I was thinking Stewart Haas.
Ford could just find some speed this week, and you know, they like we said, they're good at super speedways. So I don't know. Maybe the 10, the 14.
I feel like Eric Almirola has been in that conversation. I know Freddie mentioned him a bunch as someone who could race their way in.
I mean, he's got the experience.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. We'll see.
We're getting people saying Cindric, Todd Gilliland. He's actually had a pretty good season. He's flown under the radar as of late, but that would be pretty incredible of a story if he ended up winning at Daytona. Here's what I think could happen. I think we're going to get a first-time winner this season, but it's not going to matter because they're already in the playoffs. I think Harvick or Keselowski will get some last-minute playoff points.
I could see that.
I mean, they have nothing to lose, and they're trying to gain something. I almost feel like Brad Keselowski's a guy to watch this weekend at Daytona. I mean, he's got TJ up on the roof. Keselowski's always been a good super speedway racer.
Arguably one of the better
ones. And he needs
ones
some playoff
field.
Points.
And RFK's got some speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my vote for winner this week is going to be Brad Keselowski. And I think I'll officially put in, I think Bubba Wallace retains his spot. I mean, you look at it. There are 15 other drivers that are in the playoffs right now that are highly talented and obviously make up the class of this year that are capable of winning at this type of track. You look at these wild card type races, and yet at the same time, the best drivers still find a way to rise to the top no matter their circumstances. I don't think we get a winner outside of the bubble this weekend. I think Bubba stays in, but I think I'm going to put my vote in for Brad Keselowski winning this race.
So
that's going to be my official prediction.
I found on NASCAR's Reddit, someone had posted a average finish in 2023 at the super speedway tracks, including Atlanta, and went down the guys on the bubble. And of all of those guys, the Chase Elliott, Daniel Suarez, Bubba Wallace, Ty Gibbs, the guy who's at the top of that list is Daniel Suarez with an average finish of 11th. Then you go further down the list. Chase has only raced on those tracks three times this year because of his injury. But he has an average finish of 21st. Further down the list, you have Ty Gibbs with a 24.8 average finish, and then Bubba Wallace with a 25th place average finish. Bubba is very good at super speedways. I mean, I'm not discounting that. And maybe there's a little bit more of a safe play here. But I'm going to cast my vote for mi amigo.
Daniel
Suarez is going to make it in.
And he's going to win.
I think he could win. I think he'll win.
Because I don't think he can points.
He
can. It's going to be a big – I know he can points his way in. I think it's going to be too tall of a task, though.
Yeah, I mean, it really just depends on how it all falls.
And by the way, Bubba Wallace has, at Daytona specifically, the second best series average finish of 13th place. He's four top fives, four top tens. So he knows how to run well there.
Yeah. No,
I'll give you the counter there.
I'm not discounting any credit that it, but you also have to remember.
Sounds like you're saying you can't do it.
I'm not saying he can't do it.
Dalton said Bubba sucks.
No, I did not. No, I did not.
You can't make a bracket.
I did make a bracket. Oh, gosh. We go back to this all the time. It's not just going to make me say that he's going to win just because you guys say that I don't.
So here's something that we haven't talked about with Bubba. The 23 car versus the 9 car for ownership.
Owners, yeah.
He's 30 points back versus Chase.
Mm-hmm. The 9 car, technically.
The 9
not
car
against Chase.
Versus the 23.
Yeah, so he's racing against Chase and Josh Berry.
Yeah, do you think he could somehow...
Do you think Josh Berry in the 42 car...
And Corey LaJoie.
...helps the 9, you know, stay in the owner's championship?
No.
No.
But do you think Bubba can overcome a 30-point deficit?
I mean, it's possible. You know? I don't know. We'll see.
Chase is going
we'll
for,
see if Chase makes it
so,
on gas.
So Chase, the Chase thing is going for Chase broke. Is not racing for the owner's championship. He's racing for the drivers.
Correct.
So
he could be going for broke, gets in a wreck.
Yeah.
And if it happens early, Bubba gets some stage points, or, mm-hmm. you know, a top 10 finish or something, and he's in. To my who I think is going to win, I know you're going to give me crap for naming a couple, but I'm going to say it's going to come from either Truex, Hamlin, Byron, or Larson.
How could you yeah. name a couple?
Yeah.
I want one name,
I think
Travis.
It's going to be 15 out of the 36 people could possibly win. Like, that's what you're saying, is you're just
like it's
going to
be someone within.
It'll be someone who finishes first
on the last
lap. I think
it's one of those top people.
You know.
I mean, it's a good chance. It's definitely a good chance.
You know who I wouldn't be shocked if they won kind of up and down season? Kyle Busch.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the type of race where Kyle Busch would win.
He's got three.
Absolutely.
He's got 3 wins and 17 playoff points. But then, like,
he almost, I mean, and he almost won the Daytona 500 this year, too. Mm-hmm. So, and that ended under the lights, if that helps you at all.
I think that another part of that, kind of in that same vein that you're talking about, I'm excited for Daytona. But I'm so excited for the afterwards, you know, all of the races that are coming after, because I feel like there's a bunch of names that we haven't really heard from that much, and now we're going to be focusing on them more, like Kyle Busch, Ross Chastain, Tyler Reddick. You know, these guys we haven't, you know, they haven't won for a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tyler Reddick won within like probably the first 5 races of the year.
Yeah.
I'd like to see these guys. I know they're in contention every week, but like really in contention for something that matters. So I'm all for someone who's already won winning. But I don't know. I would like to see some drama, and we'll see.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I have the chat open. First to answer a question, Jason, if Brad wins, that does not bump Bubba out.
Correct.
Because Brad is ahead of him mm-hmm. in points.
He's
actually already locked in of
right.
the playoffs, so that wouldn't
Same with Harvick.
Influence anything. Same with Harvick. But a lot of people have been throwing out the name Corey LaJoie.
Yep.
And again, I mean, like we talk about these drafting-style tracks. I mean, every time we go to Atlanta, it's all about can Corey LaJoie win this race.
Right.
Is this finally the track where he breaks through?
I mean, that's the great thing about Daytona is that it could be. Like, you know,
asking very good questions.
No, but you mentioned Indianapolis, right? And like, if this was the same thing, right? If we were still racing on Indy Oval, same playoff, same position, you tell me, can Corey LaJoie win it? No. He couldn't necessarily win at Indy.
It's beautiful.
But, yeah. But Daytona, absolutely he could.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, Austin Dillon didn't think he was going to win the race last year until everybody piled up into turn one. You know, like, it could absolutely happen. And that's why my eyes are going to be glued to the TV.
It could, but LaJoie isn't exactly
got the predictor
crushing
over
it. I'm looking at his race by race results and hasn't been.
Do you think they hedged their, like, bets on super speedways, though? Do you think they save finding speed
right,
for super
speedways?
So let's
go to the model.
I actually find this comment
24th
funny.
In the model.
This comment, I love this comment. It's from Chevy 5, and you know they mean it. Chevy 5 says Fords are going to be the manufacturer to beat.
Wow.
So,
yeah, for
if
sure.
Your
Chevy
username
guy.
Is Chevy 5 and you think the Fords are going to be the ones to beat, I mean, that's got to be a pretty valid argument, I feel like, there.
I will say, though, Fords in some books are the lowest odds, they are the favorite to win.
Mm.
All right, let's talk. Do you have any props?
So I've got
any
one
interesting Dirty Mo' Dough props.
I've got a lot of prep work today for Dirty Mo' Dough tomorrow. One of my favorite props, -110, the race will go to overtime.
I think it goes to overtime.
I would say so.
How many overtimes? Is that a prop?
No, but I wish that would be.
You
want to
bet?
One.
You want to bet it goes more than one overtime?
If it goes one, it's going three. I feel like
if it's going one, it's more than one.
Yeah.
You know?
And was it Brett or who was
I would put my money on there is going to be an overtime.
Who on DBC said you're racing for
Brett?
The White.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brett said that.
That's a great point. Yeah. Brett and Freddie both said that. We all agree we're putting money on on an overtime finish.
But,
I feel like that's got to happen.
Yeah. So the favorites, according to our friends at DraftKings, to win, I think this is probably impacted by some fans. Chase Elliott. And then it's Blaney, Bush, Logano, Keselowski are all grouped together plus 1,200. Yeah. Then Byron, Hamlin, Buscher, Bubba, Chastain, Stenhouse.
Surprised Denny isn't higher. Honestly.
Me too.
Because, I mean, like, when I think of if I had to pick the top three best super speedway racers right now, it's Keselowski, Denny, Logano. I mean, so I'm surprised that he's not higher on list.
What's up with Joey?
I think he's just waiting, man. I think he's just like...
Waiting? No. He would win every week if he
well,
could.
Well, I know, but not waiting.
He's
like,
got one win.
I don't think he's...
It's a Ford problem. I mean, they only just now started
that,
to get hot.
There's that, but I think there's another gear that Joey has, and we saw it last year when he went into the playoffs, of just like, he may not have had it this season so far, but you're going to see a lot of him, I think, in the playoffs.
You might be right in the fact that it ended... You know, the previous two races are road courses, and we saw that he was not having a whole lot of fun at Indy. So maybe, you know, these last couple, he's like, just
get to the playoffs.
Get me to Daytona. Get me to the playoffs. And then, you know, listen, he's, you know, he's going to be one of the greatest NASCAR drivers ever by the time he's done.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know.
Here's a bold prediction comment. Dylan Taylor says, Eric Jones, he not only wins Daytona, but then he goes and he wins Darlington again, and he's in the round of 12 in that 42.
Eric Jones is 43 legacy car. Eric Jones is definitely the dark horse of this race, 100%.
I mean, yeah.
The stuff he was doing, if I remember correctly, the stuff he was doing on the top line, just sending it to the front, and it was wild.
I was at that race where he won at Daytona, and it was pretty good show he put on there. It's going to be entertaining. I'm looking forward to this weekend at Daytona.
And weather right now, don't want to jinx it.
Oh, gosh.
Weather's good. Weather's been an issue all year, so I feel like anything I say isn't – I can't jinx it.
True.
But it is sunny right now, so
– What was – yeah. Yeah. No, 100%.
But the thing is, with Daytona, you could get a pop-up. But at least, hey, we have Sunday.
We do have Sunday.
When was the last time we did this live, the three of us, where it wasn't like a
for the Monday
weather
race.
Show? It was before that, though.
It's been a while.
Was it the time I ate those crackers?
It was.
And then you weren't even there for that.
And he said.
And you say you
could
do
said
it.
You said on Twitter that you could do it in two minutes.
I did. I was on vacation.
Did you bring some down?
You think you can do it?
I bet I could probably do it.
Okay.
Did you really
let's see.
It.
Let's see you do it.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay.
Hold on. We got to get a stopwatch out.
What do I get if I do it?
I'll give you. What should we give?
I'll buy you Chipotle.
Ooh.
Oh gosh, I'm
gallon of milk. Do you need milk?
A gallon of milk. Hey, you don't get water, by the way.
The milk king becomes the cracker king.
I won't. Oh, that's right. He was. I won't start.
I had
it
to
until
do this to you.
Dalton.
I'm good. Tell me when.
Whenever.
Anybody know the Heimlich?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Once it hits your mouth, I'll start the timer.
All right.
Travis,
ready?
Yep.
Travis, hold that timer up so we can see it towards the camera.
Here, you want me to do it here? All right.
You guys ready?
Go ahead.
Yep. All right.
Oh, look at
Shoot. Him. Shoot, he's going quick.
Is he, though? It's going to start to turn into, like, cement. Mm-hmm.
So I heard.
It's like, don't give any hints out help him. No.
Really?
If he wins, I have to buy him lunch.
I'll split it with you. That'll be cheap.
I want to see him back it up first before we give him.
Does he have one now?
Okay. He's on his second one. He's number two.
By far better than Curlin.
Yeah, he's already better than what I'm doing.
I'm impressed the fact that you got that far.
I've heard the more you chew, like you just got to
swallow the entire cracker.
Yeah, you can't let the peanut butter.
It might rip your throat apart. 43 seconds in.
You got 20
he's
seconds
on
per
cracker number three, almost halfway home. Can you see this?
But can he get this one down before the minute, or else he's got to get three down in under a minute? He's struggling.
He is hitting the minute mark,
the
60
thing that,
seconds
the thing that he's
right
better
here.
Than you, though, is he's able to keep his composure
I was a loose cannon.
You were laughing, and you were a mess.
He's on pace.
Oh, crap, man. He might do it.
The leg is shaking.
Look at him. Look at him.
Oh, it's cement now.
Yeah, no, it gets worse with every cracker, too.
You got this.
24. How many? Is that your last one?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He's got one in his
hand. Wait, but that's the last one right there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this is going to come down
to
the wire.
Oh, my gosh.
Crap.
This is going to come down to the
wire.
40. 140.
He's got 20 seconds.
He has 20 seconds left. He doesn't think he's going to do it. Does he think he can do it? Be safe, Dalton.
I don't think you can chew that and swallow that in 10 seconds. But the fact that he's gotten this
far.
Save yourself.
I mean, I got him all in.
That's 2 minutes right there, and you at least have empty wrapper. I'll give you that. I was not as good.
You did like 3.5.
I was terrible.
Yeah, let's go.
Sorry I did that to you.
So you did it in like 2.4.
2.10, 2.11. 10 seconds off. If I train...
I
could do it.
Hey, wow. I know a guy.
Yeah.
You know what?
Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
Dalton's coming for you.
You know what? Collar me impressed. I was completely confident that I'd be able to do it, and maybe it was the pressure that got to me. You know, I can't step it up in big situations. Dalton put his head down. He stepped up in this situation, and you got it in 2:11.
I think it was more than 2:11.
I looked.
He stopped it though, didn't he?
No. Well, I stopped it. I stopped it at 2:15, but he was talking by then.
Okay.
So
if I had one sip of water, I could have done it.
Exactly. That's
literally
the thing.
One sip of
that's
water.
That's the thing. If you could do
if,
it with
if
water.
If some butts were candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, there you go.
because when I said I could do it in 2 minutes, it's like, all right, but I have resources around me.
Yeah. Too bad you're not a camel.
Yeah. Exactly, Dustin.
Oh. That was good.
But you know what day it is.
It's the fastest I've ever eaten, like 200 calories.
Yeah, but there's peanut butter. It's good.
Huh? Well, it's good protein.
Anyways, thanks everyone for tuning in.
This is fun. All right, prediction. Denny wins.
Give me Brad Keselowski.
Yeah, I'll take Daniel.
Daniel Suarez.
Yep. I hope you're wrong.
I like it. I mean. Interesting. Well, good deal. Thanks, everyone, for watching Dirty Mo Live.
See you later.
We're racing on Saturday. We'll see you later.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.